For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It is 12:33 at News Talk 1290 CJBK, and welcome to a very special edition of Ask the Experts. And I kid you not, as Joan Ball walked into the Covent Garden Market, where we're live broadcasting a special edition of Ask the Experts, I'm not even teasing. You started to walk in through the doors. The clouds broke. This is the ongoing joke of Joan Ball that the clouds all broke, and we're starting to see sunshine now in the middle of downtown London.
Well,
so thank you for bringing this
up. It is the weekend, and we got to have some sunshine, don't we?
That's right. Now, there's a number of things that we want to talk about. I do want to talk about your initiative with Habitat for Humanity that you guys have been working very hard with. I want to get to that in just half a second, but with the sun, with the beautiful weather that we had, I would say probably last weekend and even the weekend before, Everybody might have gotten their house ready or started contemplating selling. I would imagine that you're probably very busy the last little while.
We are, however, the buyers are out in full force.
Really?
And the sellers were a little short on some of the listing supply in certain areas. I am desperately looking for some listings for buyers, and I have many buyers that are looking, and I can't find them, or we end up competing, and sometimes with 5, 6, 7 offers. And,
wow.
It's been really a challenge. I haven't seen it this busy probably since about 2007. Maybe 2009, there was a little blip there, but this is just a fevered pitch right now.
Is there any rhyme or reason that you can tell that all of a sudden there was that kind of almost immediate swing? Because we were in a balanced market for years, it felt like.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people that are getting ready to go on the market, but aren't yet on the market. And the buyers, certainly, they start coming out in around February, March.
Right.
And so there's been a little bit of a shortage as far as supply. So that does create somewhat of a seller's market in certain areas. So sellers that are out there, you know, give me a shout. Let's get on the market and let's get you sold, because you can take advantage of it before all the other sellers get on the market.
Right, a great point. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. JoanBall.com is the website. You can give her a call at 519-672-9880. Let me just ask you, generally speaking, if somebody is hearing this right now and saying, oh, geez, I want to get my house ready to sell,
right,
how long does it take to prep your house? So we give you a call, you come over and you say, yeah, a few tweaks, a few changes here, you might want to add a this or something like that. How much time does that normally take?
Well, and it does depend on the house, and it does depend on the condition. It depends on the price range and what might need to be done to set the stage so it's ideally going to recruit optimal dollar. I've done it in as little as 2 or 3 days. I've done it overnight, or in some cases I've done it over months. You know, it depends on the house, but certainly start the process. If you're thinking of selling this year, I would probably say sooner rather than later, because the market is now, and it is very, very, very busy.
It's certainly somewhat relieving hearing you say that, just because I've always been confused, because I always saw weather like this came out back before I bought a house, and I can always remember that weather like this came out, and I said, well, let me go and have a look at what's going on out there, and thought that I was kind of strange because it was always a balanced market. And so I'm kind of a little bit relieved to hear that there's more people like me now all of a sudden.
Well, and it has been a balanced market for quite a period of time. So to have this kind of a turnaround to this degree is really benefits the sellers. The buyers are not liking it too much. They're very frustrated. Many of them are having to submit multiple offers. And I have a number of clients that we submitted at least 4 offers before we got one.
Right.
On other properties that they were competing on, and for whatever reason, the prices went way over list, farther than we were willing to go.
It was funny. I just got a note from a friend of mine in Toronto, which I know is a different beast altogether. They had bought a semi-detached home for $182,000. They put $20,000 worth of work on it and sold it over the weekend for a little over $380,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So we haven't hit that yet. But
no, that's Toronto.
Yeah, that's Toronto.
It does have an exception. And certainly if you're in certain areas, you can see a huge return on your investment in Toronto.
Yeah, we haven't hit that yet. No. So in London, we're not there quite yet.
And I don't think we'll ever come to Toronto.
I hope we never get to that
We really, you know, having said all this, we really still are a very affordable market. So when you're looking at across Canada, quite honestly, London fares very, very well in the affordability range.
That's right. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty. JoanBall.com, the website that you can jump on to, 519-672-9880. We are coming to the point, maybe haven't quite hit it yet, where people are opening up pools. But, I mean, if people are looking at properties with pools, that can be a big concern. I have a question in the mailbag that I want to get to you coming up next, and we'll pose those questions to you with, again, Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty on Ask the Experts, News Talk 1290. CJBK.
There's a change happening in our city. Have you felt it? We're not just talking about new houses and offices, because the impact of brick and steel is nothing compared to the people who build them and the ideas that fill them. We're talking about the innovators, the entrepreneurs, the creators, those who see no limit to how high London can rise. If you haven't felt the change, don't worry, you will soon. And this is where you'll hear about it. Today's talk for today's London. We are News Talk 1290, CJBK. This is Ask the Experts, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
News Talk 1290, CJBK, and welcome to a very special edition of Ask the Experts as we broadcast live from the Covent Garden Market. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in London at large as to why we're broadcasting here. But Joan Ball has been kind enough to float down instead of going to the studio to come down with us to the Covent Garden.
I love it.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
it's kind of nice. In case you're wondering, yes, the market is busy.
It's very
busy on a Friday.
I think I'm going to grab lunch after.
Yeah. There's a pizza place. I'll show you on the way out. Okay, I'll show you on the way out, Joan. I do have to ask you, just with the weather, some people haven't quite said, I'm opening up the pools yet. We're kind of just right on the cusp. Some people may be doing it a little bit early, but usually we look a little bit, about another 3 or 4 weeks that people would mainly be doing it. But there is an interesting question from Rudy and Brenda that they've written in a question saying, is there a way we might be able to inspect a pool if it's not opened, as buyers, just to check and make sure everything will be okay?
I'm really surprised how many sellers are actually opening their pools and and getting them so that they, you know, they represent optimally, you know, in the backyard setting and that kind of thing. So I was really surprised about that. There's a few that haven't, but a lot of them have. When I'm putting in an offer for a client and there is a pool, we always put a warranty clause in there. Mm. And also, if it's not opened, you can ask for it to be professionally opened for the season. And if there are any defects, to have that remedied. Now, obviously, that's a negotiable point, you know, but I've even had situations where the sellers come back and they are there the day of opening. And, you know, if they're going to help do it themselves, then they're there and then the buyer is. And it's clearly indicated who's going to be responsible for any defects. And over the winter, stuff happens. There's no doubt about it. Sometimes I have one situation where they know that the filter needs some work, so they're already willing to do that, and they've indicated that right in the offer as a seller. So you do want to protect yourself.
It's funny. You and I go over this, I think, probably at least once or twice a show, is just the stuff that scares me about the people that say, I don't need a real estate agent. In a situation like Rudy and Brenda are dealing with, that is a major expense, but at the same time, a major selling point. Some people would go in and say, I want a pool. That's the only thing that I'm looking for, is a house with a pool. Mm-hmm. If they're in that situation, the pool's closed, they don't know that you can put in a warranty clause or have it professionally opened, professionally examined, things along those lines. All of a sudden, they go to open the pool and they're losing a foot of water because of a leak.
Exactly.
That's a big, scary thing.
Well, and usually it may be a liner. If it's a concrete pool, it may be some of the concrete, you know, may need some attending. But you can, if the pool is open, for example, have a pool expert in there and have a look at it, as long as you indicate in the offer that that's what you're going to do. I think the whole thing is, everybody could deal with what's in front of them as long as they know what's in front of them. So just be clear in the explanation.
And again, just having you navigate through those waters of saying, you know, you can ask for this. I'm not saying you have to. You know you can, and this is a negotiable
right.
thing as well. Those are all very important things as well. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty, joanball.com. is the website. You had mentioned that we're kind of in a buyer's or a seller's market right now, as the buyers are far more than the sellers. Let me go ahead and ask you, when it comes to pools, it seems to me either that's the big thing, that pools are going like crazy, or the exact opposite. That seems like a scary thing. I don't want to do it. Where do pools sit in the grand scheme?
Well, it's interesting because right now I have probably more pool buyers and individuals who are looking for pools than
really?
I have in a long time.
Really?
So I know almost every house in the city that has
a pool.
So, you know, it's certainly become much more popular because people are not tending to spend their money going away on certain holidays as much, especially
right.
if they have young children. It's affordability aspect. Mm. So having a pool can be a very inexpensive way of providing a lot of entertainment and family entertainment and that kind of thing. So,
With the home show that was just passed,
right?
Just over the last little while, I ran into a couple of the pool guys that I knew, and I was talking to some of them and asking them, and they said, I can't believe the amount of people that are knocking on my door asking to put in, and, you know, not just kind of like the rinky-dink pools. They're saying, we want a gourmet pool. We want
yes.
one of the deluxe ones
yes.
put in right there.
Well, and the one thing I have to, because some of my clients have talked about buying a house with a perfect lot and then putting in the pool, but you have to take into consideration it's not just what the pool is going to cost you to put in, but it's also the landscaping that you're going to do around that
great
pool,
point.
Because sometimes that can almost be as much as
right.
the pool.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great point as well, because if you just put in a pool and you have barren wasteland
right.
all around.
Yeah, not so much.
I pitched you the idea a couple of weeks ago of the swamps, the swimming swamps. Anybody catch on with that in London yet?
No,
it hasn't caught on yet. All right. There's still time, though. There's
no.
still lots of time.
No,
you at least Googled it. I was appreciative that you sent me a note saying that you Googled it, and no, it will not catch
yeah.
on.
No.
Joan Ball from Royal LePage, Triland Realty. As far as what the buyers are looking for, is it still homes that they're looking for?
Well,
is there
yes, single yeah. family home always sort of is the first attraction. I think that individuals in the probably anywhere from the 300 to 600 range, that's really the glut of the activity in there. You know, there's certain pockets of the city that are very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because so popular that you can go in another area of the city, which I would think would be just as popular, and you can find properties $50,000, $75,000 less because of the specific popularity in that one area.
That's a great point. And I want to come back and talk to you about that. And I'm sure that there's a better term for it, but kind of fashionable areas is maybe
mm-hmm.
the term that I'm going on, where people all of a sudden say, well, I want to buy, but I want to buy a house only in this area. And what it is that makes them think that they want to buy that, whether it's the location, certainly bikeability and walkability, are all factors now. And I want to talk to you just about kind of the psychology of that. And when somebody says, I want this area, what it is that they think that they want. Again, Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty, joanball.com, the website, 519-672-9880. We'll pose those questions to her next on Ask the Experts. News Talk 1290, CJBK.
All at the same time.
Turn us on.
Now give me the details.
First thing in the morning. News, traffic and weather,
and so much more.
First Thing with Mike Stubbs and Lisa Brandt. Weekday mornings on News Talk 1290.
CJBK.
Sounds great, right?
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1249 at News Talk 1290, CJBK, and welcome back to a very special edition of Ask the Experts, broadcasting live from the Covent Garden Market with Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty, joanball.com, the website to pick up. I've got to ask you, we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, and it's the great work that you're doing with Habitat for Humanity. Just recap the work that you've been doing, and maybe just help us figure out where we are right now.
Well, actually, it's just been so exciting. There's 21 women realtors with Royal LePage that are helping to build these two houses on Forbes Street. And our goal is to additionally raise about $5,000 in sponsorship to assist with this whole project And we have another build on Monday if people want to come out or they want to go and sponsor any of us. If you go to my website, joanball.com, and just scroll down on the homepage, there's a link to the Trusted Sisters, and you can sponsor me. And you know, it really is going to help these five gentlemen from Community Living London who are very well deserving of this. And I think it's really it's hard for a lot of us to recognize the thrill for them to own a property of their own and to be independent in this way. But they are just tickled pink.
It's such a wonderful initiative, and I love just that tie-in where I'm sure that you see it. The disappointment in some people's face where in their minds they say, this is the type of home that I want. This is the type of house that I want. And you say, well, you know what? Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get you that. That's right. Not in your pay bracket. You're looking at people that probably have never thought of even been able to own a home, and you're able to help those people.
Absolutely.
What a wonderful thing.
They wouldn't have in any other situation. They would not have. So this is a dream realized, and this is something that most of the women who are involved, if not all of them, are very community-oriented as well and very involved in other things. We're doing our national garage sale, which is coming up in May, and we're very involved in that as well, and we've raised thousands and thousands of dollars for the Women's Community House, and those are initiatives within the community that really mean something to us. So we're really, really happy to be involved in this, and we're learning a lot about construction.
And the perfectionism that is construction
as
well.
Or what not to do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Fine, I'll just redo that for you, Joan. Don't worry. Yeah. Joan Ball, again, jump on if you want more information to joanball.com. You'll be able to get more information on the Trusted Sisters and the great work that they're doing. Just one note, if I may, about the garage sale as well.
Right.
It's very close to my house.
Yes.
And I think for the last 2 years in a row, I've gone there saying, well, anything I buy, I'll be able to. And you buy something big enough that I end up buying for it, walking back, getting the car, driving there.
Yeah.
I think I've learned my lesson. Three is a charm. I'm going to drive my car there.
Good.
So that I can save myself a trip.
We're hoping the construction right in front of the real estate board is going to be somewhat subdued
right.
at that time.
Yeah, that's right.
It's rather nasty today.
I do want to talk about, again, fashionable areas is kind of the term that I'm using. I'm sure that there's probably a better term for it. But you would mention it just before the break that there are sometimes areas people get in their head, they say, well, you know, I'm a Old South person, and so I only want to buy an Old South, or I'm a North London person, and I only want to buy a North London. And you said it yourself. Well, you could probably get that style of house anywhere in the city, save yourself a little bit of money. What is it that they are looking for that you try to open their eyes to?
Well, there's no doubt about it. The conveniences are going to be a significant factor. You know, in real estate, we always say location, 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 and that is very important. All the properties that you're considering, you do need to have that first and foremost in your mind, and that is going to impact on the condition, the price, obviously. The condition will also have a factor. So those three things that I always say, sell a house, location, condition, and price, really are the overriders. But for whatever reason, there are some areas of this city that have an unusual attraction, an unusually high level of attraction. And it doesn't necessarily follow some logic, but some of it is the Old South. I mean, Old South, everybody knows that it's what's old is new again, and
right.
the character.
Yeah.
And you can't reproduce that in this day and age in a cost-effective way. And so there is a premium for Old South in many ways, and it comes with its own bumps and bruises and warts and all that stuff, because
right.
there's realities of living in Old South in an old house. But there's other pockets in the city. Certainly the north area has become very popular. The Masonville area now with their expansion, I mean, they're going to be spending millions of dollars on that whole area. So I've seen a lot of interest up in that area mm-hmm. for that. And the university, proximity to the university always. It depends on what the clientele is. If it's parents for students, obviously, they need to be around the university or the college or whatever. So that's going to draw that particular population. Byron is still very popular. The ski hill, the proximity to shopping, conveniences, getting sort of a little out of the core. But the downtown is really seeing a new vibrant initiative, and I think that that's really been evident over the last 5-10 years.
It's amazing you would say that. My parents were in town, would have been just about a month ago, and as we were driving around, we were just taking commissioners, and commissioners meets up with Warncliffe, and my dad kind of looked out the window, and he just kind of said, you know, I don't know how long those condos have been there, but boy, does that ever create a skyline that I'd like to. Your downtown is really nice. And he said, you know, if I was ever in London, I would look at those condos and everything along those lines. And I thought, you know what, that's an excellent point. We're looking at them actually just right here, right outside.
Exactly.
But it does create a whole new vibe. I think that's the best word for it.
Well, and I don't know if you've heard, there's a rumor that Matthew McConaughey is moving to London.
Come on.
There is. And so online presence about that and really hype about London around that. Now, whether it comes to fruition and it's just a rumor, we don't know. It
right.
remains to be
right.
seen,
right.
but it certainly helped us.
It certainly would bring a different vibe
yes,
to
would.
London, wouldn't it, if all of a sudden we had all of the Hollywood stars yeah. moving here as well. Yeah. Joan, we've got to leave it there, but thank you so much. Best of luck. You'll keep us updated with the
Absolutely.
The Trusted Sisters Initiative.
Will do.
Beautiful.
Thanks
Looking
so
forward
much.
To that. Again, the next bill coming up on Monday, and we'll encourage you to jump onto Joan's website at joanball.com. Her phone number is 519-672-9880. This has been Ask the Experts, a very special edition of Ask the Experts, broadcasting live at the Covent Garden Market on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.